she have about you?
Whoa,
that'll
yes,
make
sir.
You sit and write.
Yes, sir, we're undone. Here, these are the villains all the travellers do fear so much.
My friend!
That's not so, sir. We are your enemies.
We'll hear him.
Aye, by my beard will we. He's a proper man.
Then know that I have little wealth to lose. A man I am crossed with adversity. My riches are these poor habiliments of which you should here disfurnish me. You take the sum and substance that I have.
Whither travel you?
To Verona.
Whence came you?
From Milan.
Have you long sojourned there?
Some 16 months. And longer might have stayed if crooked fortune had not thwarted me.
What, were you banished thence?
I was.
For what offence?
For that which now torments me to rehearse. I killed a man. What? Whose death I much repent. But yet I slew him manfully in fight, without false vantage or base treachery.
Why, ne'er repented if it were done so.
No.
But were you banished for so small a fault?
I was, and held me glad of such a doom.
Have you the tongues?
My youthful travel therein made me happy, or else I often had been miserable.
By the bare scalp of Robin Hood's fat friar, this fellow were a king for our wild fashion.
We'll have him, sir's the word.
Here, master, be one of them. It's an honourable kind of thievery.
Tell us this. Have you anything to take to?
Nothing but my fortune.
Know then that some of us are gentlemen, such as the fury of ungoverned youth thrust from the company of lawful men. Myself was from Verona banished for practising to steal away a lady. An heir and niece allied unto the Duke.
And I from Mantua for a gentleman who in my mood I stabbed unto the heart.
And I for such like petty crimes as these, but to the purpose, for we cite our faults that they may hold excused our lawless lives. And partly seeing you are beautified with goodly shape, and by your own report a linguist, a man of such perfection as we do in our quality much want.
Indeed, because you are a banished man, therefore above the rest we parley to you. Are you content to be our general? To make a virtue of necessity, and live as we do in this wilderness?
What sayst thou? Wilt thou be of our consort? Say aye, and be the captain of us all. We'll do thee homage, and be ruled by thee, love thee as our commander and our king.
But if thou scorn our courtesy, thou diest.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thou shalt not live to brag what we have offered.
I take your offer, and will live with you, provided that you do no outrages on silly women or poor passengers.
We detest such vile base practices. Come, go with us. We'll bring thee to our cruise and show thee all the treasure we have got, which with ourselves all rest at thy disposal.